Writing It Right by Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Kara knew the truth, but could she be brave enough to write about it? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Kara put down her pencil and stared at the piece of paper on her desk. It was blank except for her name and a big eraser smudge. What should I write? She thought. Across the aisle, her friend Lily was writing busily. Kara put her head down and rested it on her arm. Kara really liked her new school. It was in a church building of another religion, and her new class was small enough that her teacher, Mrs. Schmidt, had time to help her with math. Every day after math, Mrs. Schmidt taught a lesson from the Bible. Usually, the Bible lessons were a lot like what Kara had learned at home and in primary. But a few weeks ago, during a lesson about baptism, Mrs. Schmidt had told the class that babies who died before they were baptized couldn't go to heaven. Then she said that one of her own children died right after he was born. When she said that, Mrs. Schmidt looked like she was going to cry. But babies who died do go to heaven, Kara wanted to say. If only Mrs. Schmidt knew that, maybe she wouldn't be so sad anymore. But Kara felt too shy to say anything. After school, Kara told Mom about what Mrs. Schmidt said. Knowing that babies go to heaven is one of the blessings we have because of the Book of Mormon, Mom said. Kara hoped that Mrs. Schmidt would read the Book of Mormon someday. She wished she had the courage to tell her about it. Now, in today's lesson, Mrs. Schmidt had told the class that God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost are all one person. Kara thought about how Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith in the Sacred Grove. She knew that they were two separate people and that each of them had a body. She was glad she knew that for sure, even before talking to Mom or Dad about it. But then Mrs. Schmidt had said, "Class, please take out a piece of paper and write about what we have been talking about." That's when Kara got a worried feeling in her stomach. She wanted to do the assignment the way her teacher wanted her to. Could she be brave enough to write what she knew was true? With her head down on her desk, Kara began to say a silent prayer. "Please, dear Heavenly Father, what should I do?" Almost at once, Kara began to feel calm and peaceful inside. The Holy Ghost whispered that if she wrote what was in her heart, everything would be okay. Kara lifted her head, picked up her pencil, and began to write. Heavenly Father and Jesus are two separate people. They have bodies of flesh and bone like we do. The Holy Ghost is a spirit who can speak to us in our hearts. After writing a few more sentences, Kara put her pencil down. She didn't know what Mrs. Schmidt would think of what she had written, but she felt happy that she had been able to tell her teacher something important and true. Sidebar. In your own way, you can share the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. End of the story. Writing It Right by Jan Pinborough.